was 1996, and having been to California two times before, I kind of came here knowing that I might want to move out here and live here. So I was looking at it from the beginning, even before I'd even actually been here, as somewhere I might want to live. And, you know, at the time, it's definitely an improvement on where I was living, Boston in New England, where it was cold all the time. I was a little bit surprised once I got to know San Diego, even on the first visit, that it was so much more of a sort of small town in a way. It seemed like a lot of the people that you would talk to, job interviews and so forth, knew each other or knew of each other. So it's always been a really interesting place to me that way. It is really big, and then at the same time, other times it can just feel really small and comfortable, and that's what I like about it. And I think what I really like is that here, as in a lot of California, you're kind of not inhibited by so many of the same things in the places that I came from. I mean, I grew up in the South, in Virginia specifically, and then after college moved to Boston and stayed there for about 15 years. And I don't know, there's something a lot freer out here, a lot easier to be who you are and be more relaxed about life, even though you come here and you see people running around, or if it's someone who's a native or whatever, they'll tend to tell you, they think, it's just a concrete jungle, and by comparison, it really isn't. It really isn't at all. I've now been here, and this coming weekend, actually, it's an unlucky number, huh, but it feels like a lucky number. This is my 13th year. I'll be going into my 14th year in California, and I don't regret it for a minute, even though, like I said, initially, it wasn't particularly San Diego that made me want to move here. First went to San Francisco, and then another trip about 6 months after that in the middle of the winter to Laguna Beach, and that really did it, but it took about 4 years. So I'm a firm believer that you should actually consider sometimes geographic relocation for yourself. I think the saddest thing sometimes is when people don't really fit in, or they're not happy where they are, and we've got this huge country, and you can actually live anywhere you want.